All right, Frayne, so no shortage of news. And actually, before we started talking, we got the latest news out of China after a press conference was held. And so as it stands at this point in time of the day, what do we know for sure about the deals with this phase one trade agreement with China?
Yeah, well, so first, we have an agreement. Before, it's one side would say, well, yeah, we're very close, and the other side would say, no, we're not. So at least now both sides have come out and said, yes, we have a phase one agreement. We don't know a lot about the details. And as everybody knows, in these kind of negotiations, and the devil's in the details. So we're still trying to figure out exactly the structure and what this means. And that will take, you know, several weeks for this for us to really get a full picture of what's happening. Now, let's try and separate the rumor from the fact. The first is, yes, we have an agreement. We don't know the structure. The other thing that we do know that has been agreed and publicly acknowledged by both the U.S. and China is that the U.S. tariffs on Chinese products are going to come down. So the tariffs that were supposed to go into place on Sunday evening, they will not go into place. Those are not going to be implemented. The tariffs on a portion of the products we purchase have been reduced. So again, we've had kind of three big blocks of tariff rates the U.S. has put on Chinese products. It looks as though for some of those, they have been cut in half, which will be a positive. For other products, it's still going to remain as is. For agriculture and the agricultural pieces, there's a lot of different numbers being floated around. It sounds, you know, agriculture was a big portion of this phase one agreement. Again, we don't know the exact number. The number that has been reported in the news consistently now for the last day or so has been $50 billion, which would be basically double what the Chinese have purchased in the past. Again, the Chinese have not confirmed that. The other thing that I'm a little bit concerned about is, you know, is that $50 billion across how big a portfolio of products? What's included in that? What kind of agricultural products specifically are being included as part of this pool of additional purchases? Obviously, soybeans will be part of that. Chinese have publicly said that corn and wheat will be part of that. But what else? If you're going to be doubling the value of the products purchased, that means there's a lot of things that have to be worked out.
So how does this news impact the market mentality that we were speaking of beforehand?
Yeah, and the grain markets and the livestock markets have responded very differently than, say, the equity markets, the financial markets, the stocks and bonds. The stock and bond markets are reacting still to every little piece of news that comes out, whether it's valid news or not. If it hits the news cycle, they trade it. The grain markets and the livestock markets have gotten very, very tired of that. They've chased that rabbit too many times, and it's turned out to be false. And so they're much more in the mentality, well, let's make sure that we have details, that we have contracts for buying and selling in place. Once we know what the volumes and kind of the structure of this, that's when we're going to start to put some premium back in the market. So the grains and livestock have really taken a go slow approach because they've been burned so many times in the past.
So I know the big question that a farmer is sitting at his table right now and is wondering is, well, how does this impact my marketing plan? What do farmers need to be looking for now that there is this different market mentality?
Right. And I know there have been a lot of farmers that have been looking for that big spark in the market, that big lift to say, okay, well, when we get this nice big rally, that's when I'm winning and that's when I'm going to sell. And again, the agreement we got today will put an updraft into the market. It's changing the psychology, but it's not that prices are going to change dramatically. What I see likely happening will be a slower uptrend in prices. We're still going to have volatility. We're going to still have up days and down days. The hard part right now for a lot of farmers is figuring out the cash flow needs, making sure that you have enough cash to be able to pay the bills that are available, start working with a lender to get working capital and get the loan figured out for 2020. So if you're in a position where you can wait, if you're in a position where you have the cash flow, you've made already enough pre-sales or pre-harvest sales to be able to get some cash flow and be able to work it out, you know, be patient. But for those guys that are in a position where they have to sell something, where they have to generate some cash flow, and you don't have that flexibility to be able to wait for the rallies that might come probably after the first of the year, that becomes a lot more challenging. there is opportunities, again, to be able to sell your cash grain today and be able to buy back in the futures market, in particular options. That seems to be the method that a lot of farmers feel more comfortable with because the risk exposure is going to be lower, but also recognize in options that the profit potential is also going to be lower. So there's a trade-off here. We still have tools in our toolbox. If you're in a position to wait, I would like you to do that, but I also understand that a lot of guys may not be in that position. And so you have to be a little bit more creative and work with a marketing consultant, work with your elevator to try and put some plans together.